What up, party people?
Okay, I mean, I have a guitar, so want to take any guesses what you're doing, what we're doing today?
Well, I have no idea.
Take a wild
and I'm
guess.
Sort of doing it under duress, so I'll probably be a little stupider than even usual.
What? You want to take any guess? Take any guess what we're doing?
You're going to play songs and see if I know them?
No, we just did that like last podcast.
You're going to sing?
No, what? No.
You're going to play for the people?
No. These are all terrible guesses. Why would I ever do that?
I don't know.
Why would I just make a podcast just to play music for people?
Well, it would be like putting your...
But why would I just make music and then put it on Spotify? Anyway, you want to take any final guesses?
Of what? Oh, no, I can't think of anything else.
Really? So this is going to come as a surprise to you? You are making a song.
Oh, I'm not in a position to make a song.
No, this is perfect. You are in a bad mood. Use that to write the song. Channel it. Channel the energy.
I'm not exactly in a bad mood.
Then what are you?
I don't know.
Write about that. Write about the confusion of emotion.
You sound like me teaching an English class. What do you care about? Write about that. And sometimes when they wouldn't say what they cared about, I would ask them questions. Like, you know, do you like sports? Do you have any siblings? Do you fight with your siblings? Who's your favorite sibling? And maybe they like, or maybe I would ask them about video games. And they
video
would,
games?
Yeah. Do you like, you know, what's your favorite?
Didn't you teach like the 90s?
Video games.
Oh, I guess, yeah. Yeah. Around. But not like
And some of them would be just really crazy about video games, and I would say write about that.
Okay, but so write about that. Write about teaching. Let's make a song about you
okay.
teaching.
Okay.
That's what you could do.
Okay, the first line would be, you don't want to teach in the public schools. You don't want to be a teacher.
Oh, this is going to be a hold on talk. Okay, or just let it be dead air. I said talk, and then she just sat there silently looking at me like a confused dog.
I didn't hear you say talk.
Oh.
But I probably would have done the same thing. Why did my phone turn? Oh.
What?
Never mind.
Anyway.
Okay.
What was I about to say?
You don't want to be a teacher.
That's going to be the first lyric. You're going to come out swinging. Okay, but what do you want the, what do you want the, like, sonically, what do you want it to be? You always want it to be, like, basic chords? Or do you want it to be, like, a... Well, you pick. Find the
rhythm. Maybe, like, a John Prine kind of thing. I know.
She's stealing from Queen, guys. That is not cool.
Well, so would I really be considered stealing from Queen if I used that line in a song?
No, do you think there's ever been an overlapping line in a song?
I don't know. Don't be a teacher, you're not gonna like it. You're gonna be poor. Thank you.
Sephora. Sorry, I was not paying attention at all.
Don't be a teacher. You're not going to like it. I'm going to change that.
Okay. But what's going to be the kind of, like, the rhythm?
What kind of, like, what you were doing?
But how are you going to sing to it? Like, okay, you don't have to sing the words, but just go like, so like when I'm playing.
Don't be a teacher. Don't be a teacher.
That is not...
You won't like it.
No, you have to find, like, a rhythm. You can't just say that. Because if you're going to talk,
remember, I don't have a rhythm.
Yeah, but you have melody at least. I'm sure. You can't go,
don't
like...
Don't be a teacher.
Don't be a teacher. Don't be a teacher.
You won't like it. You're gonna be poor.
You might have to bike it?
Yeah, you can't afford gas. The parents will hate you. And so will the kids.
Okay,
don't be a teacher, you won't like it. You're gonna be poor, you'll probably have to bike it, that's really bad.
Yeah, it's really bad, but you know, I'll gonna let you do you.
Okay, don't be a teacher, you won't like it. The parents will hate you.
You know you can rhyme in other ways than like A-B-A-B, right?
Yeah.
You also don't have to rhyme the last word specifically.
I know. A teacher, you won't like it. The parents will hate you, and so will the kids. Don't be a teacher. Those kids. Teacher, you won't like it. Your time's not your own. It belongs to those kids. Don't be a teacher.
Let's find a rhythm for the song, because that's going to be your biggest issue. I can already tell. Okay, let's do a clap.
Don't be a teacher. You won't like it.
Why are you... Okay, make it more melodic.
Don't be a teacher.
That doesn't mean you have to go on higher notes. It just means you don't have to sound so robotic.
Don't be a teacher. You won't like it.
Are you sure? Well, are you, which part?
Okay, don't be a teacher. You won't like it. Your time's not your own. It belongs to those kids. Don't be a teacher. Yes.
Okay.
Don't try to psych it. to convince yourself to...
Oh, okay, that's actually kind of clever. Podcast, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure you don't
forget. I can't think and talk at the same time.
I wasn't telling you to talk, I just want to make sure you don't forget.
Yeah. Okay, here's what I've got. Don't be a teacher, you won't like it. Your time's not your own, it belongs to those kids. Don't be a teacher, don't try to psych it. It's nothing but pain.
Pain in this type of game.
Pain. That's to rhyme with, it's supposed to rhyme with kids.
I mean, you can rhyme with whatever.
I know.
You know poetry rules don't apply to songwriting.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I'm sure it doesn't.
I mean...
But I have to... Let's see. Nothing.
For your song.
You could go out and wish Dad a happy birthday.
You could rap. Yeah, see, you did forget we were on a podcast. I knew it.
Huh?
And I knew you forgot that we were on a podcast.
Oh, yeah, I did forget.
You could, you like that? You ready? All right, three, you're gonna sing it, and I'm gonna play the riff that I made up for you. Are you ready? Three, two, one.
Don't. Teacher.
That confused you. You were really thrown off. It was really funny. Okay, no. I haven't decided a riff for
it. I'm gonna write this last line before I sing it.
Thank you.
Okay. Don't be a teacher you won't like it. Your time's not your own. It belongs to the kids. Don't be a teacher. Don't try to psych it. It's nothing but pain. You're trapped
in the endless game.
Yeah, but it needs to rhyme with kids.
No, it doesn't. That's the
thing. Well, I want it to.
Why? That doesn't make any sense. Say it again.
Don't be a teacher, you won't like it. Your time's not your own, it belongs to the kids. Don't be a teacher, don't try to psych it. It's nothing but pain, you're trapped in...
Why do you want it to rhyme with kids? Nothing else rhymes.
It just seems like it would sound like it rhymes. We don't like it and psych it rhyme.
No. Psych it and like it don't rhyme.
Psych it?
You're ending in it. If it's ending in the same thing, that's not rhyme.
Okay, you're trapped in...
Why'd you give me that face? That's true. That's like saying if the beginning and ending rhyme because they both end in ing.
I think that it can rhyme toward the end and it'll be okay.
What?
Like, psychic and psychic.
I mean, it does sound okay. I'm just thinking it's not rhyme. It's not rhyme.
Oh, okay.
But my point is none of the other bit rhymes, so why do you want kids to rhyme so bad with this?
Well, like it and psychic.
That's not true, which we just went over. And two, say it again.
Don't be a teacher, you won't like it. Your time's not your own, it belongs to those kids. Don't be a teacher, don't try to psychic.
But you say like it and psych it way at different points, so it actually doesn't even have any of
I think, well, I mean, maybe you're right, and you wouldn't remember it in a song, but you would in a poem. I guess that's what I'm thinking about. Don't try to psychic. Don't be a teacher, don't try to psych it. Your time's right around. You... You're trapped.
You could say something with
don't
a lid.
Don't be a teacher, don't try to suck it. You're trapped day and
you
night.
You could say something with lid, like you're trapped under a lid.
Oh, that's good.
Or something. Or something about you wanted to hid. You hid from the...
Oh, yeah.
System.
You should have hid.
Yeah. Alright, so what are you deciding on? Because I want to, like, get this over with because it's boring because you're just sitting there. What's your final... Or, actually, no. It's a surprise. Okay. Alright, what do you think?
Don't be a teacher. You won't like it.
No. You don't have to sing so hard. You know that there's a place where you're being melodic and not trying to like sound like Freddie Mercury, and you are like you can't do.
I know it. I remember. It does not sound musical when I do it.
It doesn't sound melodic, which is why.
Well, I guess it's the same thing.
No music. No, that's what you mean.
Well, you sing. Don't be a teacher. You won't like it.
I mean, that's such a terrible... I mean, you wrote it like a poem, so it doesn't, like, work that well. That's why it's not...
Teacher's lament.
Okay, are you ready? say the beginning of each word on the bass note. So it's like, don't wait, don't be a teacher. You are not gonna like it. Okay. I just said it like the boom, boom on each. On each, like, boom. You know, okay. You know what I mean?
Let's try it.
You ready? Mm-hmm. The three, one, two, three, four. If you say you can't, then you can't.
Well, I think it's a physical impossibility.
You have such a bad mindset. It's so crazy.
Well, I'm just, you know, you... There's some things you can do, some things you can't.
That's not true. Everybody can do anything if they put their mind to it.
Really?
Why not?
I mean, can you sing?
No.
Even if you put your mind to it?
But that's way different.
Why is it different?
That's like saying, can you lift a car even though you put your, because you put your mind to it? Well, that's a physical.
That's what I'm saying.
No, because that's a physical ability. You can do anything. Well, yeah, you know what? I probably could sing if I put my mind to it. If I really tried, sure. I could probably.
I actually think you could.
No. I'm not saying be, like, there's a part of singing that comes, like, natural, which is everything. But you could be a technically good singer. I could be a technically good singer. And you could, too. Every single person technically could be a good singer. Like, in the technicality of it. Like, staying on key, hitting notes, hitting timing.
Yeah. But you'd have to work at it with the teacher really hard.
Yeah, but this is not like that. I mean, this is, like, I'm just saying... Why do you have such a bad mindset?
About teaching? I mean, about just in general. Singing?
Well, not singing.
I thought we were talking about singing.
I was talking about the songwriting. But,
Well, I just remember when we did this the last time, you added one little word. I can't remember what it was. Just or something like that. And it made it sound so much better.
That's, yeah.
And I just couldn't hear it, you know, until you...
What do you mean?
I mean, I didn't know how bad it sounded until you added that just and made it sound so much better. So much more relaxed and musical.
Yeah, but...
So you think I have a bad attitude in general?
No, I didn't say attitude. Oh. See, you twist my words so much.
You said anyway, mindset.
Yeah, that's totally different than attitude.
I don't think so.
Well, either way, they're two different words, and you shouldn't twist people's words. If you're going to quote somebody, you should quote them. Anyway. Well,
there's such a thing as paraphrase.
Well, you didn't say paraphrase. You said.
That's true. To paraphrase what you said...
But attitude and mindset aren't the same thing, really. Well, they, like, attitude is a lot more of a negative connotation.
Yeah, I think it didn't originally have that, but it does now. Yeah. But that's just come about in the last 30 years or so.
Well, 30 years is a pretty fucking long time.
No.
Well, it doesn't run up to the 1800s. Okay, you know what, let's do it then. Pull out the thing and I'll try and make it better with you.
Okay.
Sing it. Try to find the rhythm. Just sing it.
You don't want to be a teacher. The way you sang it, and you did, you won't like it. You did those first two lines, and it sounded so good.
It's all about rhythm.
I don't...
But there's a thousand different ways to sing it. I mean, like...
That's not my favorite.
No, I know, but I'm saying there's a
thousand. I understand it. I just can't think of any of them. almost have to be a parody. I mean, it would have to be a comic.
Huh?
It'd have to be kind of a comic.
But that has nothing to do with...
Well, it has nothing to do with the rhythm.
You'd also change the lyrics, I mean, but I had the same idea. Wait, so don't be a teacher?
Don't be a teacher. You won't like it.
But that's such a weird, like...
I know it, that's...
There's nothing, I mean, that's like five and then five syllables.
You don't want to be a teacher. I know you're not, you won't like it, no. If you want to be a teacher, just gouge your eye with a spoon.
What?
I know. I just can't do this, Alex. I feel like crying.
What?
I feel like crying.
Crying?
Crying.
Why?
Because I'm trying.
A mental breakdown because
I don't think I'm gonna have a mental breakdown, but it's unpleasant.
I mean, why is it so like?
Well, I mean, I would love to be able to do it, but
see, I think that's why you hate music, is because you don't think you can do it at all, and so you just don't even go there.
I don't hate music.
You do, Grandma. You never. Oh, name one time you've just sat and listened to like music that isn't forced. You never do that. Maybe that's mean you don't
I
hate
do
it.
Sometimes when I'm...
No,
I
you
do
not. No, you do not. You not sit down and listen to music.
I used to.
When?
When Bob and I first got divorced. And
how?
I moved to Iowa.
How'd you do it?
I used that record player and
you
played
said,
records.
You said multiple times on this podcast that you've never listened to an album.
Well, I've never listened to a whole album. Unless... I might have listened to either Linda Ronstadt or John Denver, a whole album. Or Mozart. Or Scarlatti. But I don't ever remember thinking of
it. So 30 years ago, you listened to maybe a full album. So you think that means you're like a music...
aficionado? No, but I don't hate it.
But...
I don't need it.
But you don't like it either.
Well, that's not fair to say, because I like melody and harmony. I like a lot of bluegrass songs.
But you don't... Oh, my God.
I don't crave it.
No, it's not about craving or need. You don't ever just sit down and listen to music, which means that you don't really like it. I mean, that's like me saying, no, I like reading. I like books, but then never reading or ever listening to an audiobook. Like, you can say whatever you want, but, like, your actions say complete otherwise.
Well, you can say that if you want, but it's not true that I hate music.
Well, I'm not saying that you
actually
hate... I don't
like all kinds of music.
I'm not saying that you hate music. Oh my God, you're missing my point, Jesus Christ.
Okay, well...
You have never sit down and listen to music, which means that you really don't like it.
It does not mean that I don't like it.
Then why don't you do it?
I don't want to.
Right, exactly. But that means that you obviously...
Well, maybe if I had the house to myself and...
You've lived by yourself a lot. You
and that's when I listened to music.
Grandma, you said 30 years ago you listened to music.
Well, how long has it been since... 1996?
Literally 27 years.
Well, that's when I listened to it when I first...
So 30 years ago.
Yeah, about 30 years ago.
So
not
you can't...
quite 30 years ago.
Okay, so you're using the argument that you like something because 30 years ago you sort of did it.
Well, I think I don't... I don't know. I don't know what to say because, yeah, what you said is right.
What do you mean?
That 30 years ago I listened to music, so that proves I like it.
No, I'm saying it doesn't prove.
I know you're saying it doesn't prove, but I'm saying it does prove.
But that's a terrible point.
Well, that's like true. Saying
what?
It might be, but it seems true to me.
How? So 30 years ago, you listened to a little bit of music, which means that you like music. Stop moving my phone. But when was the last time? But okay, so why do you not listen to music?
There's always somebody around, and
you are by yourself in the car, and you don't listen to music in the car.
No, I don't, because I don't necessarily like the music that's on the radio.
Well, you can play it off your phone and pick whatever song you want.
Huh?
You can pick it off your phone and pick any song you want. Oh, yeah. And what do you mean? There's stations. No, hold on.
I don't even have Spotify, do I?
What?
Do I have Spotify?
I'm sure. I mean, you can use my account. Anyway, no, but you could use stations. I mean, there's... You said that you don't like it what's on the radio, but there's, like, stations for every single genre of music. That's also a stupid point. I'm just saying if you liked music, you would... like, find a way to listen to music.
Well, I think the problem is that we're looking at the word like with different meanings. I think you mean love.
No, I don't. Grandma, you can't claim that you like something that you never do and actively...
Yes, you can.
No, you can. That's so dumb.
Well, first of all, you can claim anything you want.
But why? What are you doing?
Well, you make me take my feet off, so you take yours off.
That's not true. I make you take it off the couch so you don't kick the phone. I'm sitting in a way different position than you do.
Okay.
But fine, if you care that much. Anyway, but no, this is a weird argument. Okay, what do you think like means then? Stop moving papers because it's going to sound bad on the thing.
Oh, okay, sorry.
But what do you think like means?
Have good feelings about.
Okay. In actions, what do you think like means?
Well, it means different things in different contexts.
So, okay. I'm just saying that you don't ever listen to music, and why don't you?
Well, probably a lot of it is habit.
Okay. But
and also, I really like silence.
Okay, why do you not listen to music? It's a pretty simple question.
Well, I come up with two reasons. One, I'm not in the habit of doing it.
That's a terrible reason.
Well, it is pretty bad. And what was the other one?
Silence.
Oh, yeah, I like silence.
Which is proving the complete opposite.
So if nobody is around, I want some silence.
But it's never silent. What?
I like silence more than I like music.
If you were to listen to music, what would you even listen to? What do you like?
I would like I like some classical music. Like songs by Mozart.
You just
like, and I like piano. I like
you like piano.
Well, I like classical piano, like Liszt and Scarlatti.
Oh my god, you said classical three different ways. Move on. We get it. You like classical music.
And I like bluegrass.
Especially my god, you're so. Oh my god, okay, what would you listen to? Like people, songs.
Oh. Well, there's this bluegrass group called The Country Gentlemen. And I used to have an album of theirs. I don't know if I still have it. And they have a lot of melody and harmony in their songs.
Oh, my. Okay, moving on. What's another person you listen to?
I might listen to...
You like music so much you can't even...
Who's the woman, the country singer, who...
Loretta Rand, Lynn?
No. Patsy Cline.
Okay. So you like music so much you can barely come up with two musical artists you'd listen to.
What?
You like music so much that you can barely come up with two musical artists you'd listen to.
Let's see. If I listen to music, who would I listen to? I want something kind of soothing. I like music that's not too in your face.
Okay, such as?
Soothing music.
Like such as?
Such as, I don't know Does anybody make soothing music these days?
What does that even mean?
That's well, one of I'm the. I'm looking for. I mean, like.
You can listen to music from any time. So what does that even mean?
Well, I was thinking about Perry Como.
Who Perry Como's from like 30 years ago.
He's like 50 years.
Yeah, he's like 50. Yeah. So, but what? Well, so, okay. So why didn't you say him?
Well, I don't know. I was trying to think of somebody more recent.
But, I mean, 50 years ago. So, okay, so you could struggle through three artists. Who's someone else? Could you name... Can you name three songs you would listen to?
Yeah. I think I'm Linda Ronstadt. I think I'm going to love you for a long time. Long, long time. Emmylou Harris. I like Emmylou Harris a lot. And I like Joan Baez.
Okay, would you listen to any, like, Queen or Nirvana?
I would listen to...
That's cool.
Yeah, I would listen to Queen and Nirvana. I don't like every one of their songs, but I like a lot of them.
Yeah.
And this has gone on for 42 minutes, and that's long enough.
Penis.
So, good night, people.
Don't touch my phone.
Oh, sorry.
God. I actually don't care. I just don't want you to end it. Because, I don't think I said fuck this podcast. And every podcast I don't say fuck is a failure. Because you hate it so much when I say fuck. Why do you hate it so much when I say fuck?
Because it upsets people.
Who?
Well, lots of people.
Who?
Teresa, for one.
Get the fuck over it. But I'm not... Okay, but... No. That's a stupid argument. That's a stupid argument. This is my thing. If I say something on here that people don't like, tough shit.
Well, I'm probably too much of a people pleaser.
You think you're... Okay.
And I don't want people to think badly of you.
No one's... Grandma, what century do you think we live in? No, well, everybody
but there
says...
there are a lot of old people.
I don't give a fuck about old people.
And there are a lot of religious people.
Most religious people cuss now. Like, most religious people do not care about cussing.
Really?
Yes. Cussing in, like, my generation and dad's generation is, like... It's weird if you don't cuss. It's more weird if you don't cuss than if you do cuss.
Well, that's probably true.
No,
but,
it is true.
But you... There are a lot of people and kinds of people in the world that you haven't met yet.
Okay.
That might not cuss.
So?
That might take it badly.
So tough shit. But you're acting like I care. Why would I care?
I'm not acting like you care.
But
you
why do you care?
You asked me why I cared.
Oh, yeah. I did do that. But why do you care so much about my actions?
I want people to like you.
Oh, my God.
I want life to be good
for
you.
You are so crazy.
Why is that crazy?
Because you think people are not going to like me. Because when I was 15, I said fuck on a podcast with my grandma that two people listen to. I mean, you have to admit that sounds pretty crazy.
Well, when you put it that way, it sounds crazy. But
when I put it that way?
Another way to look at it.
What's the other way?
The other way is that you say it all the time, not just on podcasts.
Okay, and if people... Okay, but think of it this way. If someone cares that much about saying fuck, then I'm probably not going to like them anyway.
You like Teresa.
Yeah, but that's different.
And she doesn't hold it against you. She
that's what
like
I was... Yeah, that's different. I'm talking about people who are like, think less of people who say, like, cuss words. Like, Teresa's different because she just doesn't like it.
She
so I can respect
like
it.
She just doesn't like hearing it.
So that's different. I can respect that. But people that you're talking about, that, like...
Who think it's wrong.
Or just think less of people because of it. Like, I don't give a fuck. No pun intended. And if you do, then tough shit. And you say fuck.
I'm not saying... I don't say that very often.
You cuss, though.
I do cuss.
So what's the difference?
Well...
Because if I just came on here and said shit, that would be okay?
No, I hate that word.
You hate shit?
I don't even hate fuck. It has a pleasant sound to it.
Fuck does have, like, a nice, like... Like, it's very illiterate. Illiterate.
But anyway.
Well, let's rank Grandma's favorite bad words. What comes at number one? Fuck? Is that the best?
No.
Damn? No. You say damn a lot. And you say shit a lot.
Well, I don't like that word, though. But, I wish I would stop saying it.
So what's your favorite bad word, then?
My favorite?
Yeah.
Oh. Not the one I think is worse, but the one I like?
Yeah. Damn?
It's either... Maybe hell.
Hell's not a bad word, though. So, the one that you use the most is probably damn or shit.
I do. I know what I hate that. People do not want to listen to us talking about cuss words.
Don't care what they want to listen to.
I'm not going to talk anymore until you turn it off.
What do you think the objective of this podcast is?
Well, that's an interesting question.
Because for me, it's just something to do for fun. You, think that there's going to be, a million people listening and that everything that we say or do is going to be scrutinized for the rest of our lives. And it's very different on how, we think about it. Okay, so, back to my question. What's your favorite bad words? If you say your favorite bad word, then I'll end the podcast. And it can't be hell. It has to be a real bad word.
Crap.
You said, oh my, were you being serious? That's not a bad word. These are things that third graders say. Favorite, cuss word. Come on. If you don't, then I'm going to rank them all. All of them. All the bad words.
Okay, fuck.
Fuck's your favorite? You like fuck better than damn?
I don't like for people to use it because it offends a lot of people.
Oh my god.
But it sounds good.
So fuck's your favorite bad word?
I guess.
And you love using it around all people because you love offending people. And you hate all people. Especially religious people. Whoa, grandma, you need to calm down. She's writing me notes and handing it to me. But she said, okay, this one says stop or I'm going to kill you. Oh my god, grandma. Stop. Help!